And then you got on there the next day and spent your whole radio show railing against it, huh?
I mean, what did Davey say about it?
He and I shared the same opinion,
you
basically,
did.
Yeah.
No, so now we're all taking the high road, huh?
Let me just say this.
It's
about
not
this.
The high road. I just got saying that I'm conflicted by it.
About the wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm opposed to it, philosophically, for one. I think nudity should be confined to the bedroom,
not
in the bedroom
this.
Only. If you're in love with a woman, then you can sure spray her T-shirt down.
If you want.
Make it a little bit wet, but be sure...
That.
Just be
run
sure.
Run over to Cliff.
do it in private, not in public, and not on the ticket. Where we.
God, this sounds like a transcript of the show. You guys are just spot on.
We're fine, upstanding broadcasters.
You're talking about me and Davey.
I know.
Yeah, okay,
you,
what I'm
you're
saying
taking
is,
the high road.
You,
there's no
who
high road.
Every other night at $1 million.
Oh
right.
Yeah. Look at you, strip club Mike. I'm not the one with Juggy McJuggerstein handing me phone numbers.
I guarantee you, you've been into one of those places since I have.
I doubt it.
No,
come on.
You have.
Come on.
Come on, what?
Have.
Don't answer that. We got to go.
You're in Ty's ticker that FC Dallas hired a new coach. Were you paying any attention?
Yes, the great Shellis Hyman.
Yes. Shellis has been the SMU soccer coach since 84.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a backstory to Shellis. This guy may have the most interesting tale of anyone about how he got here and what kind of human being this guy actually is. Are you aware of his martial arts prowess?
I've heard about it.
That he is probably, according to some, the toughest man in the state of Texas.
Have you ever thought about it?
He might have something to say
about
it.
No. He's the one that says it.
Oh. I thought nobody could kick his ass.
No. Shellis, he said, could beat him up in about 5 seconds.
Bye-bye.
Matter of fact, it may not be a bad idea to get George on the air to talk about Shellis.
Right now?
No. Not right now.
We can just play one of his promos. That's almost like having him on.
You know, Shellis also got involved in some Russian insurance scam.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear this story? Where these people, these Russians, like Russian gangs here... Were,
Russian mafia.
Yeah. We know all about them. Thank you, Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would, you'd be driving along and all of a sudden someone would cut in front of you and you'd ram into them and then the person behind you would hit you. Well, it's your fault, basically, if you rear-end anyone and then subsequently, I don't know the whole story.
Geez.
Shut up, Norm. But it was just a big insurance scam
right.
that these Russians were pulling. And, well, Shellis was one of the victims of it. And he already knew about it. He'd seen it on TV. And supposedly he got out of the car. And, you know, there are these big Russian dudes. And he was ready to absolutely kill someone because he knew the scam. And from what I read, it took all that that guy had not to absolutely put these two guys 6 feet under. And this is a guy that's about... He's a little guy.
Yeah.
That's not a big man at all.
Hmm.
But he is to be feared. And now he's the new FC Dallas coach. And it's a good hire, too, because SMU soccer team is just badass.
George DeJean has some comments.
Hi, this is George DeJean. What is your goal for this summer? Bigger?
Panties.
Bigger?
Balls.
Bigger?
Breasts.
You have to wet it first.
Have you ever thought about it?
7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
You know, it is summer.
I want bigger panties.
It is time to start rigging the George DeJean promos again.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Does he do promos still?
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
I don't know.
He hadn't given that up yet?
We've been really busy in here.
Yeah. Stuff to do.
Well, it's time.
He hasn't recognized the futility of the promo and what can happen when he does them yet?
Okay.
No,
I was just going to say, I think I'm going to call George tonight and see if there's some sort of story that he can tell about Shellis. It is interesting, man. The guy is a fascinating human being.
Does he speak English?
Yes, he speaks English.
He's been here for years, Danny.
He's been the head coach of SMU since 1984.
So?
I think at some point he learned English. Richardson police confirmed today the identity of a homicide victim whose severed head was found in a black trash bag. So Saturday morning around 9 a.m., right before Danny and Davey started trashing the wet T-shirt contest, they're keeping track.
I'm taking about the phoniest high road in the history of the ticket.
I just think that...
Really, you're still going to keep doing this?
That the wet T-shirt is more of a Howard Stern type of radio stunt.
Right. We go up to that line, but we don't go over it.
No, we flirt with it, you see, listener. We're right on the edge of it. We can touch
it. That's right. We play on the edge.
We can kick it. But once we cross it, we turn into them. And you see, we are us.
You guys are freaking retarded, both of you.
We can touch a line, but once we cross it, we are no longer the ticket.
Get back to your head in the bag.
We are them. And they.
I kind of like this.
They, my friends.
Okay, why don't you just finish Community Quick Hits in this character?
They are the enemy. And the enemy is not to be taken lightly.
Hi, this is God. What if I told you you can lose unwanted breasts? Lance Armstrong and John Bon Jovi put their balls on it. Saturday, 7 a.m. on the train station at the show.
See?
Wait a minute.
You forget how great it is.
Break that down.
You can't. It's impossible.
What kind of an endorsement is that from Lance Armstrong and John Bon Jovi to get rid of unwanted breasts?
But to do it, they put their balls on it.
Right. On what?
On it.
God. Have you ever thought about it?
Play one more.
Hi, this is George D. John. What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, and John Bon Jovi love tender balls? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Who's the first one?
Dr. X. Lance Armstrong and John Bon Jovi.
I mean, it's just so crudely edited. Love. So bad, but so wonderful.
Now you see there, we just flirted with the line.
Right.
We didn't go over it.
Right.
We flirted with it. We went right up to it.
I was on the pogo stick, and I pogoed right to it, but then I started going backwards. You see that, Danny? You see what I'm saying? Do you see me right now? You're flipping me birds. See, that's right
Please,
up against the line.
For the love of God, tell the story about the severed head.
You didn't go over because you did not say the F word, right. Which would have crossed it. But right. The flipping of the birds.
That's true.
I see where you're coming from.
Right.
All right.